Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Well, I think if you think you're doing it tough, just spare a thought for the people up there in Mossman. There's a huge question mark over the future of that community. It's a lovely little town with delightful people in up there, and they just don't know what the future holds for them, sadly, at the moment. Let me go to this story. This is across page 9 of the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading Sweet and Sour Mill Project. Polly's query, LNP's 11th hour pledge. This is what we've got to get on to for the sake of the people in Mossman particularly. Now, it reads here, this is written by Aaron Singh Mann. It reads that multiple Far North members of Parliament are feeling sour over an 11th hour announcement from the state opposition, pledging a sweet deal to save a troubled sugar mill and its community. Now, the Mossman Mill went into liquidation in March, raising grave concerns for the future of the rural town heavily reliant on the sugar cane industry. In response, Premier Stephen Miles dished up a $12 million or $12.1 million support package to help the community transition following a demonstration by growers out the front of a community cabinet meeting in Cairns. This is back in February. Now, yesterday, 2 months into the local crash, LNP leader David Crisafulli has unveiled his $12.5 million plan, which included $6 million to ensure the viability of next year's crop and another $6 million of transition money previously allocated by Labor to instead improve productivity, transport efficiency, or retrofit the mill for future uses. Now, Mr. Crisafulli in July stated he was determined to work with the community to give them long-term viability when it comes to the future of the town of Mossman and the community there. Look, I'm going to get to the chase here because I've got a gentleman on the line that's right across this particular matter, and he happens to be the LNP state candidate for the seat of Cook. He's a former assistant minister in the LNP government. His name is David Kempton. Is he set to go? Yes, he is. Dave, good morning.
Hey, John, how are you going?
This has sort of come out of left field for a whole lot of people, I think, and especially, you know, talking about the long-term viability when it comes to the future of Mossman, retrofitting the mill for future uses. Now, you would have been briefed, obviously, before the announcement yesterday. Talk to me about how it would work, whether you're enthusiastic about it, what it would deliver for the people of Mossman.
John, can I just say about that Cairns Post article, sweet and sour is absolute rubbish. Back when I was pre-selected on the 7th of May this year, David Crisafulli said to me, I want you to go to Mossman because Joe Raldini has phoned my dad and he's worried about the mill up there. So I was here the next day. Now, I have worked continuously with this community. I've had so many meetings with the council, MSF, the growers, the local ag services. I've taken a delegation to Brisbane to meet with Crisafulli and with Tony Perrott. And we had a meeting last Thursday of all of the players in here in the same building that I'm in today with those same people, and they came up with what they wanted for the long-term sustainability and survival of the sugar industry here. I took that proposal to Crisafulli, and within 24 hours he had responded with what came out yesterday. This isn't some 11th hour thing. This has been hundreds of hours of work and commitment by the growers, but this is a response to what they want. This isn't just some electioneering. Now, the sour part comes from two candidates, one of whom is the Labor candidate and hasn't been here at all through this debate. She had a meeting 2 days ago with the growers and just failed to turn up. And Shane Knuth came here to a town meeting and threw his hat in the air, and half the people walked out before the meeting was over. So it's all very easy to play politics and to grab the praise for all this, but this has come from the township itself and from the growers. Mm. So what this deal means is that the current offer in relation to the 2024 crop will stand, and that's being cut and transported down to Mulgrave. We will continue that support for another year whilst the industry gets itself organised to see whether there is a sustainable crop here or not, given changes in technology and volumes and so on. So that six is guaranteed. We'll put in another six for next year's crop. The six that Miles put up, which was a transition to failure, we are going to shut down the sugar industry. We don't know where it's going to go, but here's $6 million to help you. Mm. We will transfer that over to to having a really good look at this mill and revitalising with the modern technology and practices if we can. Then we're going to put in another $500,000 to support the growers to become state-of-the-art and productive. So we're giving this town every opportunity you can to determine its own future. It's 130 years of cotton growing here. There's people in the cemetery here that fought in wars. This is an Australian town. It's not the Australian way just to turn around and walk away and say, oh, well, too bad, you're on your own. That just is not going to fit, not with me anyway.
Come back to this term. You've just talked about the future in modern technology. That seems to be the focus here. Talk to me about this term, retrofit the mill for future uses. What comes to mind when you use that word, retrofit the mill?
It's an old mill, and it could be that it can be retrofitted in that there can be installations put in there that could part produce the cane. We could either have syrup or molasses, which could be supported by the volume of cane here. It could be complemented with power generation, as they're doing up at Arriga. There's a whole lot of options. There's renewables, there's alternates, there's biofuels. So far, there's been a whole lot of tyre kickers running around, and I heard somebody, I think it was the federal member the other day, talking about some local buyer ready to buy the mill. Well, they need to have offtake agreements. They need to have the finance and capital behind them, and they need to have a sales agreement to make this work. So we're looking at all options, and there is technology around which, if implemented, might make the whole thing more productive. The problem we've got here is there's just not enough sugar to support the mill. So the growers aren't going to grow the cane unless they've got a mill, and the mill won't open unless they've got the cane. So we're trying to fix that balance and get people back into the industry.
Wow.
There's no quick... sugar's gone, let's plant something else tomorrow. Not in this region. No. So you can see it's a dire situation, and the town was about to fall because this year's crop's almost complete. And so what's the future? And we're giving people here some confidence in the future to determine their own futures.
You've been back to have those meetings with the same people in the same building, etc. Talk to me about their response. Is there a level of scepticism? Is there a level of enthusiasm? Which one is winning out between those two?
So I brought the shadow minister for agriculture up. He came up on the midnight flight, Tony Perra, for the sole purpose of not getting before the media, but to come and assure the town that the LNP, if elected, is serious, and to walk through the detail and take questions. Now, overwhelmingly, people are grateful and are positive about the response. There's small issues that need to be ironed out. Everybody is pleased that there's some hope for the future, and it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction because of a demonstration outside a community cabinet meeting where some money was thrown at it. Take this and go away. We're really going to work, and with the community, whatever comes out of this next year, the only people will be behind it. We want to see this town sustainable in the long term.
Oh, don't we all? Just one final point. You just talked about the small issues that need to be sorted out, like, for example?
Does a grower fertilise now?
Oh, I see.
Which is a critical time. Does he replant now for next year's crop because he's gambling on a change of government?
Of course.
These are the sorts of issues. We haven't had anything from the local member in relation to ongoing support other than, well, sugar's gone, what else is there? And that may be that there's something else, but you can't allow this to collapse and then go and look. We need to have a period of time where all of these options can be investigated properly and independently so that there's some confidence in the future. This is a massive industry. And the other point is there's 300,000 tonnes of cane growing here. If it gets lost to the northern cane industry, that's the thin edge of the wedge, and then pressure starts to apply to other mills, and we cannot afford to lose tonnage out of the cane industry. It's worth a lot of money to our region.
That's meetings too. Talk to me about the sort of level of feedback you'd get. I presume, obviously, they want to talk, they want to be part of this debate. What's it like? Are they energised, or are they a little bit run down with all the nervous energy, etc.? How are the farmers coping?
John, at the last meeting just a week ago, one of the young growers said, we have members in our organisation who are on suicide watch.
Oh, really?
They have had their whole lives invested in this industry, and all of a sudden, through no cause of their own, no one's at fault here, through no cause of their own, they now don't know whether their industry is going to survive and what they're going to pass on to their children.
Of course.
So that's critical, and that's one of the biggest motivators for me. Another young grower came up to me and he said, you know, I'd given up. I'd really lost hope. But since you've been here talking to us, and I'm not here telling anybody anything, I'm just gathering information, putting people together and coming up with a solution. He said, I've got some hope again. I mean, that encourages other people in the industry then to say, well, yeah, we do have a future.
Well, well, well. When will David Crisafulli be back talking about this matter again? In the immediate future or not, sir?
Yes, I think he's going to come. There'll be a town hall meeting as soon as we can arrange it. You can imagine he's spread out a bit like a bedsheet at the moment.
Yeah, of course, and you'll be talking to him probably later today or within the hour. Can you remind him, I'd love him on air to expand on this. It's good to get the leader actually saying, yes, David is 100% right, and I'm 100% on side with this plan. We're going to drive it as hard as we possibly can. Now, I'd love to talk with David Crisafulli as soon as possible, David.
And, John, can I just make the point that I'm really pleased that you will allow me to bring forward the facts around this, that the Cairns Post has a sweet and sour and quotes Cynthia Louie and Shane Knuth with all this negativity, that doesn't help those people here that are on the edge. That gives them no confidence. They just think all politicians are just going to rattle around this. So the big battle for me is to make sure the community understands the sincerity of this plan and this offer and embraces it.
Good on you, David, and more power to you. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Gee, wasn't that interesting for the people up there in Mossman? That's David Kempton. He is the LNP state candidate for the seat of Cook in the forthcoming elections.